good morning.
Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Jeff Nelson, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. First of all, we know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, let's just notice our breath for a moment. Take in a couple of deep breaths and notice what it feels like to inhale and exhale. Now, if you would, join me in praying aloud together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now, as we've said Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9 many times, let's say the words of the Shema and commit it to memory. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. So for the text today, I'm going to be reading from the Message, John chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father, and He'll provide you another friend so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of Truth. The godless world can't take Him because it doesn't have eyes to see Him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know Him already because He's been staying with you and will even be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming back. In just a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you're going to see me because I am alive and you're about to come alive. At that moment, you will know absolutely that I'm in my Father and you're in me and I'm in you. The person who knows my commandments and keeps them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and make myself plain to him. The word of the Lord. So I wonder what it would feel like to take this friend named Spirit of Truth everywhere I go. Would I act different? Would I talk different? Would I feel different? We should wonder about these questions because the truth is, we do take this friend everywhere we go, whether we realize it or not. That's comforting. As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters and children in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short. We have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us, so be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. God's blessing. Amen.